All right, fans, we are back for our final segment tonight of Who's Talking? Jim Hobgood alongside Frank Maloney. And before Frank brings us up to date with the winter sports from Charlottesville, just wanted to make reference to the fact on Tuesday, February 23rd, we are going to have a game-watching gathering at one of our sponsor locations, the Friday's Restaurant in Short Pump. So 7 o'clock, Tuesday, February 23rd, the Hoos will be on the road against the Miami Hurricanes. We're confident that weather will not postpone that game. It'll actually happen down in Miami on the 23rd. So please join us at the Short Pump Fridays, February 23rd. That's a Tuesday night at 7 o'clock for the game. They have a great location within that restaurant to give us a chance to all watch the game on multiple TVs. And now Frank Maloney will bring you up to date with the winter sports in Charlottesville.
Here we go. Men's basketball. The Maryland game scheduled for tonight has been postponed due to the big snowstorm. It'll be played next Monday night. When I left my office, they still had not announced a start time. So pay attention to your newspapers and the website, virginiasports.com. Tickets remain for home games, Florida State next week and Maryland at the end of the season. The Duke game on February 28th is sold out. Women's basketball. The number 24-ranked Cavaliers crushed Maryland 82-68 up in College Park, first time since 2003. UVA's record stands at a pretty exciting 17-6 and 6-3 in the ACC. Monica Wright scored 34 points to move into fourth place all-time in ACC scoring. Next up, the Hoos travel to Miami for Thursday game, and then they return home to face the dreaded Tar Heels of North Carolina at JPJ on Monday night. Men's tennis, Coach Boland and Michael Chabez lead the Hoos as they host the ITA Championships at the Boar's Head Sports Club this weekend. The number 2 seed Wahoos face the number 15 seed Alabama Crimson Tide on Friday at 6:30 p.m. up at the Boar's Head. You might want to head up there. That should be a lot of fun. Go Hoos. Women's tennis, the number 23 Hoos recent match with Winthrop was canceled. The Hoos then faced a tough Ohio State team, which they lost 2-5. The Hoos will next host William & Mary on February 24th. Hopefully they'll get on the court soon and won't have to be sweeping ice off the tennis courts up at the Snyder Center. Men's and women's swimming. They're competing in the ACC Championships beginning today in Chapel Hill. Good luck, Coach Bernardino. Go Hoos. Men's wrestling. UVA ranked number 19. Had matches with Old Dominion and George Mason postponed due to the weather. Next up, the Wahoos travel to Duke on Friday and NC State on Saturday. Men's baseball, ranked number 2 nationally preseason. They begin their season on February 19th through the 21st at number 18, East Carolina. Men's lacrosse, preseason ranked number 3. First game is February 20th at Drexel, and then they return home to face Stony Brook at Klockner Stadium on February 27th. Get your tickets. Men's golf. Ben Coles was recently named mid-season All-American by Golf World magazine. The Hoos return to action on March 8th at the Palmetto Intercollegiate in Aiken, South Carolina. Lastly, men's football. The VIF is hosting a social for Coach London and his staff in Richmond on Tuesday, February 16th at the Westin. The event is free. RSVP to the VAF at vasports.com.
Yeah, next week we'll have an extended basketball conversation. We expect Terry Gates may be able to join us next week, as well as another basketball guest yet to be confirmed. We'll have the two basketball games, the game at Blacksburg, as well as the one at Maryland to discuss, and the overall ACC status at that point in time.
If you're going to go out and catch the game on TV, why not stop by Fridays at the Jefferson Hotel to enjoy some fine food and drinks while you watch the games?
Yeah, we thank our guests, Yuri Barnes, Chris Horn, and others. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next Wednesday night at 6 o'clock.
Go Wahoos!